天正道的经文是哥林多前书15章1至34节。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给12使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同被盗产妻而生的人一般，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。不拘是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按着自己的次序复活。出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。再后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。因为经上说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既说万物都伏了他，明显那叫万物伏他的不在其内了。万物既服了他，那时子也要自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。不然那些为死人受洗的将来怎样呢？若死人总不复活，因何为他们受洗呢？我们又因何时刻冒险呢？弟兄们，我在我主基督耶稣里指着你们所夸的口极力地说，我是天天冒死。我若当日像寻常人在以弗所同野兽战斗， 那与我有什么益处呢？若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。你们不要自欺，滥交是败坏善行，你们要醒悟为善，不要犯罪，因为有人不认识神。我说这话是要叫你们羞愧。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 34. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers, at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. For his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ is not being raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are found to be false witnesses of God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. And those who also have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we are hope in Christ, we are to be more pitied than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God, the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. Then the last enemy to be destroyed is death, for he has put everything under his feet. Now, when it says everything has been put under him, it is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ. When he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject to him who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all. Now if there is no resurrection, what will those do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, then why are people baptized for them? And as for us, why do we endanger ourselves every hour? I die every day. I mean that, brothers. Just as surely as I glory over you in Christ Jesus our Lord. If I fought wild beasts in Ephesus for merely human reasons, what have I gained? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought, and stop sinning. For there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame.
And sisters, happy Easter. I hope you Easter, peace Easter. Peace. Easter, peace. Easter, peace. Peace. 个今天我们是复活节主日。
Today is this, Easter Sunday.
因为我们教会没有组织受难节的活动。
We didn't actually organize any activities for Good Friday this year.
因为没有受难节就没有复活节。
Without Good Friday, there would be no Easter Sunday.
那么现在我们要稍微补偿一点点受难节的意义吧。
And so we also speak about Good Friday.
那么现在我们邀请大家一同站立。
We invite everyone to stand.
我们在上帝面前静默一分钟。
In front of God, let us be, have some remembrance.
我们来纪念为我们道成肉身。
Remember the one who came, became a person.
The word became flesh.
It became flesh.
然后我们纪念我们的主耶稣在世上为我们受苦。
Remember Jesus' suffering on the world.
然后我们纪念他为我们最终死在十字架上。
And remember that he was crucified for us.
经上记得说他为我们的罪受苦。
The scripture says he suffered for our sins.
现在我们安静一点点时间。
And so we have some quiet time.
来表示我们的尊敬。
To show our respect. So we have 1 minute of time spent there.
我们会不会感觉到这一分时间很长？
Does it feel like a very long time?
人很相对。
Sometimes people are very relative.
我们忙碌的时间，
all the time that we spend busy，
好像时间过得很快。
The time seems to go very quickly.
当我们要安静下来。
But when we want to be quiet,
我们已经变得非常的不习惯了。
We're not very used to it.
因为我们不习惯安静。
Because we're not used to being quiet.
所以我们浪费很多时间。
So we waste so much time.
因为我们没有认真的去思想。
Because we don't spend time carefully thinking.
上帝在我们身上的作为。
The things that God has done on us.
那么圣经非常清楚地告诉我们
Scripture says very clearly
基督曾经来到这个世界上
Jesus came to the world
那是神的儿子来到这个世界上
That was God's son that came to the world
他来到这个世界上要为我们做成一件伟大的事情
He came to the world to do a great thing for us
那么这就是我们生命得救的那个福音
And that is the gospel of salvation to our lives
是我们的生命要得救
That our lives can be saved
因此今天的世界
And so the world today
有明显的见证
There is a very visible witness
那么今年是2016年
This year is the year of 2016
这就是为要纪念这一位神的儿子曾经在人类的历史上真真实实的来到人间
To remember that very truly God's Son came to humanity
所以圣经不是一个神话的故事我不知道这个你怎么翻译啊
So the scripture is not a mythological story
Very good 而是一个真实的历史的记录
But a true historical record
我们的信仰
Our faith
第一件重要的是
The first most important thing
不是你多么样的虔诚
It's not how pious you are
而是你首先知道你所信仰的是客观与正确的那个对象
But you know the objective partner that you believe in
神在人类的历史上留下许许多多的见证
God has left many witnesses in all of humanity's history
你要留心去观察
You have to look at it carefully
那么第二件事情我们就发现今天世界最大的一个节期
And today we realize the biggest holiday today
那么就是圣诞节
is Christmas.
现在不管是是不是西方国家，现在通通都记都这个过圣诞节。
All countries in the world celebrate Christmas.
神让全世界一同来见证这件事情。
God let the entire world witness to this thing.
是一个历史的事实。
It's a historical truth.
就是耶稣基督他曾经真实的来到这个世界上。
That Jesus Christ truthfully came to the world.
神成为人。
God became man.
那么他来到这个世界上干什么呢？
What did he come to do?
圣经清楚地告诉我们，
The scripture clearly tells us.
原是为了我们的生命能够得救。
It was so that our lives could become saved.
有人说我的生命好好的，为什么需要得救？
Some people ask, why would I need to be saved?
今天我们没有太多时间来讲这件事情。
We don't have much time to speak of this thing.
简单的来说一下。
Spoken simply.
因为人人都犯了罪。
Because all men have sinned.
如果我们的罪的问题不能够得到解决，
If our sin cannot be solved,
当我们的肉体的生命结束的时候，
When our lives end,
我们将会接受永生上帝的审判。
We'll face the punishment of the eternal God.
然后我们将会面对永远的地狱的灭亡。
And we'll face eternal condemnation.
这件事情必须在今天有生的年月里边来解决。
This thing must be solved in our daily lives today.
那么这件事情没有人类任何的努力能够得到解决。
That no effort from any human can solve this.
所以我们中国人虽然没有圣经，
And so even though Chinese people we do not have the Bible.
但是我们中国人知道我们人人都有罪。
But we know that all men have sinned.
因为我们说金子是没有完全纯洁的。
But we say that there is no one holy amongst any people.
那么我们也没有一个人是完全纯洁。
Not a single person is completely holy.
所以我们的良心在告诉我们。
And so our conscience tells us.
面对上帝的标准。
In the face of God's standards.
我们没有一个人是完全人。
Not a single person is completely perfect.
因此将来我们有一天都要面对上帝的审判。
And so one day we will face God's judgment.
中国人说不是上帝不报应我们。
Chinese people say it's not that God will not have vengeance on us.
那么因为时间还没到。
Because the time's not come.
什么时候时间到了？
When will the time come?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
这是神自己所定的时间。
The time has been set by God.
但是有一天，
But、
那个日子要来到。
One day the time will come.
那么神爱我们。
God loves us.
他造我们的时候就是把我们当作爱的对象来造。
When he created us, he made us to be loved.
所以他不希望我们灭亡。
He does not wish that we will be condemned.
那么当我们没有办法来解决我们的罪的问题的时候，
But when it is impossible for us to solve this issue,
神亲自帮我们解决了。
God himself solved it for us.
那么这一个对罪的解决，
And so this salvation
对我们的人生是最大的好消息，
is the most important good news to our lives.
那么我们把它称为福音，
We call it the gospel.
那么今天我们奉上帝的旨意把这福音来传讲给大家。
And today, by the will of God, we tell everyone of this gospel.
那么当我们一切信耶稣的人，
And when all people who believe in Jesus,
我们的人生就发生一个非常本质性的变化。
Our lives are fundamentally changed.
很多人对基督徒的生命有一个误解。
Many people have a misunderstanding towards Christian lives.
甚至于很多基督徒自己也误解了。
Even some Christians themselves have this misunderstanding.
好像我们信了上帝以后，
As if after we believe in God,
我们的人生变得很消极。
Our lives become very active.
变得很消极，变得不 active 了，变得很不积极了。
Very passive.
也、变得很 passive 了。那为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为我们有了上帝了嘛。
Because we have God.
因为有了上帝，我们就不需要努力了嘛。
So we don't need to work hard.
所以我们有什么东西，我们就祷告嘛。
So we should just pray for things.
祷告完了以后，天天在家里等着就好了。
We can just wait after we pray.
所以我们天天在家赞美上帝了。
So we just stay at home and worship God.
这完全是一个错误的观念。
This is a very incorrect opinion.
我们有了上帝没有错。
It is true that we have God.
但是圣经从来没有说上帝要替我们做所有的事情。
But the scripture never said God will do everything for you.
而是上帝给了我们一个人生新的准确的人生的目标。
But that God gave you a new goal for your life.
然后给我们能够达到目标的那些的条件。
And he gives you the circumstances to complete your goal.
然后让我们能够在这个努力的里面来完成我们人生的那个目标。
So when you work hard in your life, you can complete this goal.
所以基督徒的人生应该是积极乐观而奋进的。
So a Christian's life should be very active.
因此在这个时候呢我们要了解基督徒能够有这样的人生观。
And so now we must understand for a Christian to have this life,
有一个非常重要的条件。
There's a very important condition.
No, but this is our Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
And that is that Jesus Christ rose again. The early Christians, the apostles,
they
were a very important content that they spoke of. Was to speak of a resurrected Jesus Christ.
那么在今天我们所读的经文的里面
So in the scripture we read today,
我们发现保罗在写哥林多书信的时候
You see that when Paul writes to the Corinthians,
用了最长的一段话
The longest segment,
来论述关于复活这个信息
is to speak of the message of resurrection.
那么在这段信息的开头的部分
And in this segment,
他就要说明这个复活这件事情是一个客观的历史的事实。
He speaks that the resurrection was an objective historical event.
因为在当时的教会里面
Because in the church of that day,
就有人说复活的事情已经过时了。
There were some who said that resurrection has passed.
有人说这复活死人没有复死人复活的事情。
That doesn't happen anymore.
原来我在神学院的时候我神学院的老师也说
Back when I was in theological school, my lecturer said,
确实有很多事情很难让人相信。
Some things are very hard to believe.
比方说主耶稣是童贞女玛利亚生下来的。
For example, Jesus Christ was born of a virgin.
这怎么可能呢?
How could this happen?
然后又说耶稣从死里复活了。
And then she said, Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead.
这怎么可能呢?
How could that happen?
后来我听到他这个说法以后
Later, after this,
我就说因为也是同样一位老师他也说过另外一句话
Because the same lecturer said something else.
他说这个上帝用六天创造宇宙万物
She said that God made the world in six days.
上帝一定会很忙的
He must have been very busy.
那么这里边有一个错误的概念
There is an incorrect opinion there.
就是他把上帝想成一个有限的上帝
That she imagined God as limited.
其实神是无限
Actually, God is unlimited.
他能够起初创造一个有灵性的活人
He can create a person with a spirit.
难道他没有能力使死人从死里复活吗
Can he not resurrect a person?
我就在想 连夫妻都能从无中生有生一个孩子
Even a partners can create a life from nothing.
这个怎么可能上帝不能使一个死人复活呢
How is that God cannot resurrect someone?
但是我们觉得这个死人复活这个信息很难相信
But we think that resurrection from death is very hard to believe in.
因为在人类的历史上从来没有过这样的经验
Because in the history of humankind there's been no example.
所以死了就是死了
So when you die, you die.
没有人能够活过来
No one can come back.
怎么可能死人能活呢
How is it possible that a dead can resurrect?
我们不相信死人复活
We do not believe in the resurrection.
并不是因为没有可能
Not because it's impossible.
而是从我们的经验里边我们觉得好像没有这样的经验
But we find that we have no experience of such a thing.
弟兄姊妹没有这样的经验圣经里边非常清楚告诉我们原因
The scripture says if you have no experience, why?
因为人人都犯了罪
Because all men have sinned
都在等候审判
All are waiting for judgment
所以世界上任何一个其他宗教的教会那个宗教的领袖
And so whatever other religious leaders
不管是穆罕默德
Whether it's Muhammad
不管是释迦牟尼
Whether it's 释迦牟尼
这个 Buddha这个释迦牟尼我不知道英文怎么讲啊这个 Joseph Smith 这个史密约瑟这个
Joseph Smith
这一个摩门教的发起人
The founder of Mormonism
所以他们都死了
All of them have died
没有复活
They did not resurrect
为什么
Why
简单
Very simple
因为有罪
Because they sinned
他自己需要别人来拯救他
Because they need someone else to save them
而他没有资格做别人的救主
And they do not have the right to save others
因为他死了
Because they died
所以在佛教的里面
And so in Buddhism
有一个非常重要的东西
That's a very important thing
他翻译可能仍然很困难不知道在这儿谁能够叫翻译叫做舍利子舍利子就是 可能是佛释迦牟尼死的时候他烧的灰的里边的某一个留下来的那个骨头或者什么某一个东西。
Something in the ashes of the Buddha when he died.
Yeah, 他身上留下来的某种东西。
Something that remained after he died.
有人说是他的这个肾结石。
Some say it was a holy stone.
肾里边的结石，那个 kidney stone.
A holy kidney stone.
如果我们现在能够找到主耶稣的某一个身体的部分，
if today we can find some remains of Jesus Christ,
整个基督信仰就崩溃掉，
all Christianity will fail.
整个基督信仰的信息，福音的信息，
the message of the gospel,
就是建基在已经复活的耶稣基督的身上，
is founded on the resurrected Jesus Christ.
那么我们相信主耶稣的复活，
and we believe that Jesus Christ resurrected.
不仅仅是因为初期使徒们说他复活了，
not only because the apostles say that he resurrected.
那么在我们今天的基督徒的这个神学的思想里面，
today in our theological thoughts,
我们可以很逻辑、很理性的推断，
we can very logically assume.
耶稣基督他复活是合理的。
That it is logical for Jesus Christ
to resurrect. 所以从理论上我们也应该相信他一定复活了。
Theoretically, we can believe he definitely resurrected.
因为这一位是造物的主。
Because he is the creator.
全能的主。
He is the almighty one.
所以他来到这个世界上。
When he came to the world.
他穿上了我们人类的身体。
He became a man.
他活在人类的历史的进程里头。
He lived in humanity's history.
那么他受过一切的人类的试探。
He took all of the temptations of a person.
但是唯有他一个。
And only he.
能够在人类的历史的当中。
In humanity's history.
战胜所有的诱惑和试探。
Defeated all temptations.
所以他得胜。
And so he
was successful. 他没有犯罪。
He did not sin.
所以因为一个没有犯罪的人，
and so someone who did not sin,
死亡就不能拘禁他，
death could not control him.
这个就好像监狱里边不能够容忍一个没有罪的人进监狱，
this is the same as not being able to put innocent people in jail.
所以监狱一定是来惩罚那些有罪的人，
so jail must only be for the criminals.
所以死亡是由于罪来的，
and so death is because of sin.
而基督是无罪，
But Jesus Christ is without sin.
所以他不能被死亡拘禁。
So he could not be controlled by sin.
所以他就必然要复活。
And so he must resurrect.
那么初期的教会，他们这些使徒们在为他的复活，因为他们是 eyewitness， 他们亲眼见过，他们为这个事做见证。
So the early apostles were witnesses because they saw Jesus Christ resurrected.
那么保罗没有耶稣复活之后没有向保罗显现。
And Paul did not see the resurrected Jesus Christ.
是保罗复活，这个主耶稣复活升天以后。
Is that after Jesus Christ went up to heaven.
神又亲自回来来呼召保罗。
God came back to call Paul.
甚至于把保罗提到三层天上去。
So that Paul was lifted up to heaven.
让保罗在经历复活的基督。
And so Paul could experience the resurrected Jesus Christ.
是一种更加特殊的情况。
It was a very special circumstance.
所以主耶稣复活以后，
so after Jesus Christ resurrected,
40天向初期的使徒显现。
He appeared to the apostles for 40 days.
那时候保罗不在其中。
At that time, Paul was not one of them.
那么保罗是在主耶稣40天升天之后了。
So after those 40 days,
那么主耶稣又回来来呼召保罗。
Later on, Jesus came back to call Paul.
所以保罗说，我是使徒当中最小的一个。
And so Paul said, I am the smallest of the apostles.
这个因为他本来是没有跟过耶稣的人。
Because he had not followed Christ.
可是主耶稣却选中了他。
But Christ chose him.
因为保罗是一个特别忠诚的人。
Because Paul was a very faithful person.
所以神把这个新约的福音信息，
so God gave the gospel of the New Testament,
特别交托给保罗，
to Paul.
那么然后主耶稣亲自向他显现，
and let Jesus Christ personally appear to him,
甚至于让他预先被提到天上去，
and let him see the heavens,
看到天堂的景象，
so that he could see heaven.
然后他回来，
and then he came back.
然后他传福音，
and he spoke the gospel.
建立教会，
he built churches.
写书信，
he wrote letters.
来论述我们的信仰，
to build our faith.
那么因此首先我们先要知道，
and so first we must know,
这个 主耶稣的复活
the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
是一件客观的历史事实
is an objective fact in history.
这个不是哪一个人编造的故事
It was not made up by any person.
那么这个不单单是有人亲眼见过的人来做见证
Not only were there eyewitnesses,
而且它是非常合乎这个逻辑的理性的关系
But it followed the logical theory.
然后我们就问说第二件事情
so we ask the second thing.
那么主耶稣复活有什么意义呢
What is the point of Jesus Christ's resurrection?
这是非常重要的一个意义
It's a very important significance.
就是在整个人类的历史上
Throughout the history of mankind,
已经有一个人
One person,
宣布战胜了罪恶和死亡
Defeated sin and death.
这是在人类的历史上没有第二个见证可以做到这件事情。
There is no other witness who could do the same thing.
所以这里边圣经上宣布
And so the scripture says,
所有的宗教通通是无用的。
All religions are meaningless.
这个所以不是 meaningless, 是 useless, 是没有用的。
They are vain.
所以他们因为什么呢因为他们达不到应该达到的目的。
Because they cannot achieve their goal.
因为世界上所有的宗教
Because all religions,
都是建基在修行主义的基础上
are built on good works.
那么中国人的思想
the thoughts of the Chinese people
也是建基在修行主义的基础上
are also built on these good works.
我们没有拯救救赎这个观念
No one has the thought of salvation.
因为在中国的历史上没有一位救主为我们曾经发生过存在过
Because throughout the history of China there has been no savior.
然而在整个人类的历史上
But in the history of mankind,
神为人类预备了这一位救主
God prepared a savior.
神本身是全能的
God is all powerful.
他可以成为我们的救主
He can be our savior.
然而神却让他亲自来到这个世界上
And God himself personally came to the world.
亲自穿上和我们一样的肉身
Personally became a man just like us.
亲自在地上和我们过同样的生活
Personally chose to live the same life as us
33年半的时间
A lifespan of 33 years
然后最终以一个错误的定罪
And finally was crucified incorrectly unjustly
来使他死去
So that he died
那么在整个的这个过程里面
And through this entire process
神要试验这一位耶稣
God would test Jesus
这个要叫他自己来做出一个见证
so that he can live out a witness
就是他在一切的诱惑的面前
is that in front of all temptation
他是得胜的
he was successful
就证明了他是那一位有能力来胜过罪恶的那一位
which proves that he has the power to defeat sin and death
所以神不仅仅说我无罪
God not only said I am without sin.
神不仅仅说我能战胜一切的罪。
He not only said I am triumphant over sin.
而是神让他站在我们同样的这个位份上。
But when God himself stood on the same position as us.
经过所有的经历。
Experienced all of our experiences.
然后事实证明了他无罪。
And truthfully proved that he was without sin.
然后让他从死里复活
and then so that he could resurrect from the dead
所以这一个从死里复活
and so this one who resurrected
证明了他无罪以后
after he was demonstrated to be without sin
神要立他为人类的救主
God elected him as the savior to all mankind
所以我们今天所信的这一位耶稣
and so today this Jesus that we believe in
请大家记住
let everyone please remember
不是基督教的教主
not the leader of our religious religion
而是我们的拯救者
but our savior
是我们的救主 Lord of Savior 是我们拯救我们的主
the one who saves us
那么这位救主
this savior
他对我们的救赎
this salvation
不仅仅是对于我们过去已经犯过的罪
is not only to the sins that we've already done
那么更重要的是 在未来的日子里面
in our future
他一直要拯救我们进入到永生
He will continuously save us until eternity
那么在圣经里边保罗告诉我们
In the scripture Paul tells us
罪是因为从亚当进来
Sin came from Adam
所以从亚当进来以后
So since Adam
我们人类从亚 都是从亚当的后代所出生的。
All mankind are born through Adam.
就在我们的生命里面
So in our lives,
存在着一个我们把它称为是原罪的东西。
There is something called original sin.
那么这个原罪是一个什么概念呢
What does original sin mean?
它有两个概念。
There are two concepts.
第一个概念是我们与神分离的状态。
The first is our status as being separated from God.
亚当犯罪以后
，After Adam sinned,
他被从神的关系里边分离出来。
His relationship from God was destroyed.
这个概念很简单
，It's very simple.
就是因为人类犯罪了
，Because mankind sinned.
犯了国家的法律。
We sinned against the national law.
这个 become criminal.
Criminal.
你犯了国法了。然后呢就把你放在哪里
And so where do you go?
放在监狱里对不对
Go to jail.
那么你在监狱就表示说把你分离出去了
That means you are separated.
所以人类犯罪以后
So after mankind sinned,
就被分在有罪的范围里面
They were set as sinners.
跟神分离
Separated from God.
很遗憾所有他的这个后来生的孩子全在监狱里
It's unfortunate that all of their children are born in jail.
所以我们人从生下来我们与神分离这是原罪的第一个状态
So since we were born we have been separated from God
第二个状态
The second thing
就是我们一生下来
Is that since we were born
我们的生命里边就有一个犯罪的倾向
Our lives, in our lives there's a desire for sin
而这个犯罪的倾向在我们里边非常强烈
And this desire is very powerful
圣经把它称为是恶欲
The scripture calls itevil desires.
所以人没有百分之百的力量来控制你里边的恶欲。
And so we do not have the power to control this evil desire.
所以我们或这个或那个我们总会有软弱失败的地方。
And so in some ways there are always parts where we fail.
所以本原罪是一个犯罪的动机。
So original sin is a motive for all of our sins.
那么你自己的犯罪
So your own sin
是原罪的那个结果
is the result of the original sin.
那么我们没有人在这个罪的问题上百分之百得胜的了。
No man has been able to 100% defeat sin.
因此这件事情就导致了我们必须要被拯救的那个状态。
And this results in our status as needing salvation.
那么在我们犯罪这个过程里面
So in this process of our sin,
还有另外的一个因素
There is another thing.
那就是撒旦魔鬼在这个世界上诱惑我们。
That is that Satan tempts us.
所以耶稣来到这个世界上的时候
And so when Jesus came to the world,
他也要面对撒旦的诱惑。
He also had to face the temptation of Satan.
在希伯来书里面说
In the book of Hebrews,
耶稣已经借着他的死
Jesus through his death,
已经败坏了战胜了掌死权的魔鬼
has defeated the Satan of death.
那么他是怎么借着死来败坏掌死权的魔鬼呢
How did he defeat him through his death?
那么就是说魔鬼要引诱他犯罪
That Satan wanted to tempt him to sin.
那么魔鬼他还有另外一招
There's another method.
就是说如果他引诱你不行的时候
If Satan fails to tempt him,
那么他逼迫你
He can persecute you.
那么最后他把耶稣钉在十字架上
Finally he crucified Christ on the cross.
所以有很多人恐惧或者不愿忍受不了这种苦难
And since some people are unable to bear this suffering,
就在撒旦的面前屈服了
And in front of Satan, they fail.
所以撒旦通常有两面
So Satan has two sides.
一面是很温和的一面
One side seems very gentle.
那一面是谎言诱惑的一面
The other side is lying.
这个另外一面是非常凶恶的一面
One side is very strong.
那是逼迫逼迫的那一面
The side that persecutes.
所以我们看到今天世界上有软性的撒旦的工作
And so today sometimes we see the gentle Satan
也有硬性的撒旦的工作
Sometimes we see the powerful Satan
但是最后就一个目的
But in the end there's only one objective
就是叫人犯罪
To make people sin
那么撒旦在耶稣的身上两样都用完了
And so after Satan used all of his methods on Christ
耶稣没有犯罪
Jesus did not sin
所以撒旦失败了
So Satan failed
主耶稣在十字架上最后咽气之前
And in Jesus' final breath
他说成了
He said it is complete
那么这个成了是成了什么呢
What did he complete?
第一他彻底打败了魔鬼撒旦
Firstly he defeated the Satan
第二他还清了我们人类需要救赎的 那个代价。
Second, he repaid the debt of all mankind's sin.
这个或者可以翻译为他 he paid the full redemption. 这个 price of redemption, 他已经把我们完全的那个救赎的代价完全付清了。
He paid for the price of our redemption.
所以他得胜了。
And so he won.
他在十字架上不是失败了。
He did not fail.
他死是他的得胜。
When he died, he was triumphant.
然后他真实的死了。
And then he truthfully died.
死了三天。
For 3 days.
其实我们今天的受难节在星期五。
Today, the Good Friday is on Friday.
其实是不太对，算的不太对。
Some say that's not very accurate.
其实应该是在星期三。
It should be on a Wednesday.
这个，所以星期四、星期五、星期六三天。
Thursday, Friday, and Wednesday, 3 days.
然后在星期六的天未亮之前。
And on the dawn of the Saturday.
你知道，我们说从半夜十二点就算星期天了。
We sometimes count Sunday from 12 a.m.
这个犹太人不是的。
The Hebrews were not the same.
犹太人是从头一天晚上开始算。
They count from the night before.
到第二天晚上。
Until the next night.
有机会咱们再来算。因为我们根据万年历倒回去推算的时候
Sometimes we reverse calculate the dates.
那么主耶稣受难的那一个逾越节
The Passover that Jesus suffered on
不是星期五而是星期三
It was a Wednesday.
所以主耶稣真真实实的是三天三夜在地里面
So Jesus Christ truthfully was in the tomb for 3 days and 3 nights.
那就证明他是完全的死了
It demonstrated that he truthfully died.
但是他没有身体没有腐烂
His body did not corrupt.
因此他在第三天的凌晨的时候
So the morning of the third day
今天我们领诗的同工已经把复活的那一个见证在马太福音里边给我们读出来了
Our worship team read out the testimony of his resurrection in Matthew
那么那些姐妹以为来哭耶稣了
So the sisters came and cried at the tomb
以为耶稣死了
They thought Jesus had died
可是天使却向他们宣告
Angel said to them,
说你们为什么在死人当中找活人呢
Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead?
他已经复活了
He has resurrected already.
叫他们回去报告给他的使徒们
Go and tell the apostles.
那么今天我们不再这些东西在都写在圣经里边我们不再继续讲了
All these are written in the scripture, so we shall move on.
今天我们要这个来看第三个重要的事情
Let us look at the third most important
我们看到主耶稣复活是一个事实
You see that his resurrection was truth
我们看到主耶稣的复活是我们他成为我们的主打败了 魔鬼
We see that his resurrection makes him our savior that he defeated sin
然后他今天他的复活与我们今天的生活有紧密的关系
And today his resurrection has a very important significance to our lives
保罗说如果主耶稣没有复活
Paul said if Christ did not resurrect
我们的人生是没有盼望
There is no hope in our lives
没有盼望的人生是怎么样的人生呢
Is life like without hope
如果我们的头脑是清醒的
If our mind was clear
我们就吃吃喝喝玩玩乐乐吧
Let us drink and be happy
所以如果主耶稣没有复活
If Jesus Christ did not resurrect
人生没有盼望
And our lives have no hope
我们所有的盼望都是在今生
All of our hope is in today.
那么我们人生追求什么呢
Then what do we pursue in our lives?
人只有一个答案
One answer.
就是追求我们在今天世界上欲望能够得到最大的满足
is to pursue the satisfaction of our wants.
所以圣经上说如果我们今天成为基督徒
And so the scripture says if we are Christian,
我们只在今生有指望
And we only have hope today,
我们就比众人更可怜了
We are even more pitiful than the other people
为什么是这样
Why is this so?
因为基督徒的生活
Because the Christian life
要求非常严谨
Has very strict restrictions
很多事情你不可以做
There are many things you cannot do
世界上的人他们无所谓
The other people they can do whatever they
want 他们想干什么就干什么
They will do whatever they want
他们可以没有任何约束的
They have no restrictions
去追求自己欲望最大的满足
And they can pursue their desires
因为他不相信有上帝
Because they do not believe in God.
不相信我们的道德良心需要有一个交代的对象。
They do not believe we need to face someone for our morals.
也没有什么死亡将来永恒复活的事情。
And there is no eternity after death.
那我当然追求今世的满足。
So I should just pursue my desires today.
曾经 我相信过无神论。
Before I believed in atheism.
我也真正认认真真的按照无神论和进化论的思想来生活了一段时间。
I truthfully lived according to the thinking of atheism.
最后我怎么样了呢？
What was I like?
我活到橘子里边去了。
I lived in an orange.
这就是半拉中文的问题啊。嗯，对啊，这个橘子就是 prison.
啊、I went to prison.
这个 prison 和橘子稍微有点不大一样，橘子是指的公安局，这个。Yeah, 这个prison 是指的监狱啊，这里 yeah,
I was forced into the state prison.
Yeah, 这个或者叫做 police station, something like that, right? 翻译成这个情况啊。我知道那条路不对。
I knew that that was the wrong path.
可是路在哪里？
But where is the path?
路在脚下吗？
In front of your feet.
啊，这个是。这个唱歌的时候，敢问路在何方？路在脚下，这不废话。
Some say, where is the path? The path is below your feet. What a meaningless statement.
其实很多人就是用这种听起来好像很聪明的话，废话来表达他们的智慧。
Many people, express their supposed wisdom through these meaningless words.
其实我们说路在哪里指的什么意思
？When we say where is the path, what do
you actually mean? 就指的我的方向在哪里
？It means where should I go?
不是指的路在你的脚的底下。
No, it's not asking that the path.
你脚底下的路，关键是对路还是错路，那个才是重要的，对不对
？Is the path below your feet true or wrong?
所以我们问路在哪里
？So when we ask where is the way?
问的不是路在什么地方
，We're not asking,
而是问的正路在哪里
？But what is the true way?
我应该往哪里去走
？Where should I go?
如果没有基督的复活
If there is no resurrection in Jesus
Christ, 我们人生没有出路
then there is no path.
我们人生只有浪费
We can only be wasteful.
然后绝望
and be in despair.
我们感谢上帝
We thank God.
我们的主复活了
our Lord has resurrected.
他的复活为我们开了一条又新又活的路
His resurrection has opened a new way for us.
是直接通向上帝的路
A way that leads to God.
是直接通向永恒的路
A way that leads to eternity.
是可以摆脱罪恶的路
A way that leads away from sin.
是可以使我们能够将来有一天和他一样复活到他那里去的路
A way that leads us to resurrection with him.
在罗马书里边今天早晨我们查经班读了这一段经文
In the book of Romans, we read this morning.
这个记录在罗马书第四章第二十六节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 26.
不对，第二十五节，没有第二十六节。第四章第二十五节。
4 verse 25.
罗马书第四章第二十五节，这里这样说的：说耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为要叫我们称义。
And so it is written, He was delivered over to death for our sins.And was raised to life for our justification.
那么，这个表示说主耶稣受难交给人。
It means that Jesus suffered and was given over to people.
是为要偿还我们的罪债。
Was to pay back for our sins.
他复活了。
He resurrected.
是可以使我们称义了。
So that we can be justified.
称义是什么意思
？What does justification mean?
算我们为无罪。
We are counted as without sin.
把从亚当被因为犯罪而放在监狱里边那个状态。
From the status as a sinner in prison.
因为算我们为无罪
Because we are now counted as without sin.
而把我们从那个被定罪的状况里边释放出来
We can be released from our status as condemned.
那么这个是与基督的复活有关系
And this is related to Jesus' resurrection.
主耶稣基督复活了
Jesus Christ resurrected.
现在他还活着
Today he is still alive.
因此跟我们每个人有至重要的关系
And so there's a very important significance to our life.
他现在在哪里
Where is he now?
在至大者的右边
He's next to the great God.
他仅次于至大者的位置
He has this position.
他在那里做什么呢
？What does he do?
希伯来书告诉我们，他成为我们的中保。
The book of Hebrews tells us he is our mediator.
今天我们作为基督徒
，Today as Christians，
我们有没有可能再犯罪呢
？Is it possible we will continue to sin?
今天有六位弟兄姊妹要受洗。
Today we have six brothers and sisters preparing to be
baptized. 受洗是我们跟上帝来立约。
Baptism is a covenant between us and God.
认罪悔改，接受他的救赎。
That we will repent and receive His gospel.
但是你受洗完了
But after your baptism,
你并表示你不犯罪了
It doesn't mean that you may, will never sin.
今天我们有一弟兄很久没有见他了
Today we have a brother we haven't seen in a long time.
Jimmy, 这个Jimmy 很特别
Jimmy is very special.
为什么很特别
Why is he so special?
因为他受洗的地方很特别
He was baptized in a very special place.
因为他和耶稣在一块地方受的洗
He was baptized in the same place as Jesus.
在以色列的约旦河
In the Jordan River in Israel.
他在那里受洗了
He was baptized there.
很特别吗
Was it very special?
很特别
Yes, it was.
很特别吗
Was it special?
也不特别
Not so special.
因为受了洗以后有没有再犯罪
Because did he sin after being baptized?
很诚实
He's very honest.
其实我们受了洗以后
Today, after being baptized,
我们的性情并没有立刻发生变化
Our lives have not been immediately changed.
而是进入了一个变化的过程
But that it has entered the process of change.
所以我们受洗以后还可能再犯罪
So it's possible that we will continue to sin.
那怎么办呢
And so what do we do?
神的愤怒不临到我们
God's wrath will not come upon us.
是因为中保的保护
Because the mediator protects us.
因为主耶稣在那里把我们的罪挡住了
Because Jesus Christ has prevented us.
是神的震怒不临到我们这些还有可能犯罪的人身上
Prevented us from the wrath of God upon our continued sins.
今天早晨我们特别强调
This morning we
emphasize. 神的愤怒不临到我们
God's wrath does not come upon us.
不是因为神耶稣基督要叫我们继续犯罪
Not because Jesus Christ wants us to continue to sin
而是耶稣基督给我们一个改过的过程
But Jesus Christ gives us the process to change
使我们有机会来改正
That we have the opportunity to change
所以我们强调
So we emphasize
这个包容中文这个很容易翻译不知道英文该怎么翻译啊包容不是纵容怎么翻译
That acceptanceIs not
这个或者说神对我们的饶恕不是对我们的放纵
that God's forgiveness is not that he lets us do whatever he wants
这个所以饶恕和包容是为了让我们有改过的机会和过程
and so forgiveness gives us the opportunity to change
那么放纵是让你去随便犯罪是让你更加堕落
But he doesn't let us just go and sin and do whatever he wants
表面上看起来都是一个容忍
On the surface they seem very similar
但是目的是完全不一样
But the objective is very different
那么神为什么容许我们还有继续可能犯罪的这个过程呢
Why does God allow us the opportunity to continue to sin?
是因为复活的主要帮助我们
Because the resurrected Lord will help us.
如果主耶稣没有复活
If he didn't resurrect,
我们就没有得胜的见证
We do not have the triumphant witness.
就没有人能够帮助我们
No one can help us.
而主耶稣是从死里复活的
But the Lord Jesus Christ resurrected.
因为他从我们的生活当中和我们一样生活过
Because he has lived the same life as we have.
所以他明白我们的状况
So he understands our position.
所以他忍耐我们
And so he's patient with us.
所以他帮助我们
And so he helps us.
而且他知道怎么样帮助我们
And he knows how to help us.
所以这位升入高天的耶稣基督
And so this Jesus Christ who ascended
to heaven, 他是我们的中保
He is our mediator.
他是我们的大祭司
He is our great priest.
他是我们的帮助者
He is our helper.
所以当我们软弱失败的时候
So when we are weak and we fail
保罗写信说我真是苦啊
Paul says I'm so bitter
因为我想做的善我做不到
The good things I want to do I can't do
我不想做的恶我反去做
The evil I don't want to do I do
怎么办呢
What do I do
主保罗说去寻求主耶稣的帮助
Paul says pray for the help of Jesus Christ
这就是我们一生基督徒的一生从现在开始要做的事情
This is the thing that all Christians must do
我们仍然是要行善
We must continue to do good things
但是不是靠我们自己的努力来行善
Not by our own effort
而是在我们自己努力的那个里面
But that through our own effort
仰望主耶稣基督的帮助
We pray for help from Jesus Christ
因为他已经从死里复活
Because he has resurrected from death
证明了他完全可以帮助我们过无罪的生活
Proves that he can help us to live a sinless life
但是神是很温柔的
But the Lord is merciful
他知道他很 gentle 他知道我们的生命不能一下子改变
He is gentle and he knows that our life cannot immediately change
所以他慢慢地引导我们
So he gradually leads us
来引导我们进入到这个生命更新的状况里面
leads us into the changed life
所以在这里 我们报告主耶稣已经复活了。
And so over here we announce that Jesus Christ is resurrected.
我们在这里报告他已经败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
So he is triumphant over Satan.
我们在这里报告他已经升入高天，成为我们的中保。
We announce that he has ascended into heaven, become our mediator.
我们奉他的旨意告诉你，他现在愿意听你的祷告。
By his will, we say that he is willing to listen to your prayer.
他现在愿意进入到你的生命里边去。
He is willing to enter your life today.
要帮助你，你自己的能力根本做不到的那一个你应该做到的事情。
To help you do the things that you cannot do by your own power.
使我们一同跟随他。
So we can live with him together.
敞开我们的生命。
Open our lives.
接受他。
Accept him.
用信心把自己交给他。
By faith we give him our lives.
让他的主权进到我们的生命里面。
So his authority can enter our lives.
这就是复活的主耶稣。
This is the resurrected Jesus Christ.
中国现在很惨。
It is very pitiful in China.
1976年
Since 1976,
中国的神死掉了。
The God of China had died.
因为中国的神是毛泽东。
Because they treated Mao Zedong as God.
因为我们要跟着他吗？
We should follow him.
跟随毛主席万众一条心。
Follow him with 10,000 hearts.
毛主席死了。
But now he's died.
跟随谁？
Who do we follow?
糟糕了。我们跟随邓小平吗？
Should we follow Deng Xiaoping?
我们发现邓小平和毛泽东走的路完全不一样。
We find Chairman Deng lays a different path from Chairman Mao.
怎么办？
What should we do?
中国人就没有方向。
There's no direction for the Chinese.
因为神死了。
Because their God has died.
但是我们的主活着。
But our God still lives.
他战胜了死亡。
He's defeated death.
他开开了真正我们通向永恒的道路。
He's opened the path to eternity.
他过去、现在、永远不改变。
He does not change from.
这是我们今天信心的基础。
This is the foundation of our faith.
今天我们报给大家的福音。
So today the gospel that we announce to everyone.
就是这一位从死里复活的基督。
This is the Christ that came back from dead.
因此我们的人生积极。
And so today our lives are active.
因为我们有帮助者。
Because we have a helper.
因为我们有目标。
We have a goal.
因为我们神爱我们的大爱在我们的心里。
Because God's great love is within us.
那么今天我们有六位肢体要今天要和我们一同来见证他们的信仰。
And today we have six members who are willing to witness their faith.
我们特别为他们高兴，为他们祝福。
We are very joyful for them and we bless them.
这个等一会儿我们见证的洗礼。
Later we will see their baptism.
在众人面前做见证很重要。
It's very important to witness in front of all people.
因为今天这个领事的弟兄也讲了。
For today our worship leader has said.
我们在众人面前认他。
In front of us we say we recognize Christ.
那么他将来来的时候
and one day when he returns,
他也认我们。
He will recognize us.
如果我们在众人面前不认他
if we do not recognize him,
那么将来他也不认我们。
One day he will not recognize us.
所以咱们中国人说明人不做暗事，这个他也很难翻译，这都是这个大家应该怎么翻译，明人不做暗事啊。
Honest people don't do sneaky things.
Very good, very good. 所以神不让我们暗暗地做门徒。
God doesn't want us to be sneakily be disciples.
因为这样的话我们跟他的关系不明确。
Because then our relationship is not clear.
那么他对我们的保护就不名正言顺。
And his protection will also be unclear.
所以我们要受洗公开宣布。
And so when we baptize, we publicly announce.
那么这个使我们的关系明确。
And this makes our relationship clear.
使他在我们身上一切的祝福都明确。
So that all of his blessings can be clear.
这个是很简单的一个道理。
It's a very simple concept.
假如将来有一天他要找一个妻子。
Suppose one day I was to be married.
然后他的妻子跟他说咱不要结婚。
And his wife said, let's not be married.
然后我们暗暗地做夫妻。
Let's be secretly.
有一天他们两个人一块出门。
One day we go out into the public.
看到了他的很多的男性的朋友。
And she sees many of the male friends.
或者说这个女朋友这个女他的妻子以前的男朋友。
Or their previous ex-boyfriends.
他介绍说这个是我的同事。
And she said, this is my co-worker.
他会怎么想？
Well,
这个表示什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
表示我还向那些人开放。
It means that I am not open to these people.
表示这个女人还向别的男人开放。
It means that the woman is still open to others.
所以这个时候如果别的男人来找她
And so if other men were to go and pursue her,
如果她的丈夫来保护她
if her husband goes to protect her,
这个保护是不合理的
the protection is not viable.
那些男人就会说诶你是谁
Who are you? The other man will say.
你不是她的同事吗
Aren't you her co-worker?
我也是她的同事啊
I am also her co-worker.
我有权利来追求她
I have the right to
她又不是你老婆
She's not your wife.
明白这问题吗
You understand?
当你举行一个正式的婚礼
When you have a public wedding,
然后告诉大家
You announce to everyone,
这个正式的婚礼就是告诉大家一个信息
the wedding is to tell everyone,
我不再自由了
I'm not free anymore,
我已经有主了
I have a lord,
I have a lord who belongs to somebody, 所以如果这个时候如果别人再来追求我
so if anyone wants to pursue me,
那么理论上就不对了
Then that is wrong.
所以这个就是一个公开的宣告的意义。
This is a public announcement.
撒旦如果再诱惑我们
If Satan wants to tempt us anymore.
如果我们已经公开宣布受洗
If we have publicly announced our baptism.
主耶稣在我们身上的保护
Then the protection
from Jesus Christ
is possible.
那么我们祷告也变得合理。
And our prayer becomes right.
如果不然是不合理。
Otherwise it is not right.
所以如果今天你还没有考虑受洗的话
so today, for those of us who have not yet been baptized,
你也需要明白受洗的意义
You must understand the meaning of baptism
已经受洗的你也要明白
And for those of us who have already been baptized
你已经公开宣布了
You must remember that you have publicly announced already
你的所属关系是清楚的
Your belonging is clear
那么我们将要受洗的也要明白
And for those of us who are about to be baptized, you must know
好我们现在就要开始我们的洗礼
So,
那么我们洗礼是一个很喜庆的典礼
It is a very joyful occasion
那么我们不必太拘谨你可以站在旁边站在后面你可以到往这边过来一下
Please feel welcome to come and observe